This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This hour is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
We always enjoy having Dan Wiederer on our Plumbers 911 Football Mondays, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Dan is the senior writer at The Athletic who covers the Bears. He is the co-host of the very successful and bought us coffee this morning, Take the North podcast, alongside our own Mark Grody.
The way you threw Mark Grody under the bus.
What? I'm kidding. Okay.
The Take the North podcast bought us coffee.
Yeah, but he didn't get any coffee. Dan didn't get coffee.
Dan does not reap the benefits of all the things that I buy, that I pull out of the Take the North budget, and I abuse it.
Hi, Dan.
Sorry, Dan. But also, not only did Dan not get coffee, Dan was one of the people who had to sit in the Ben Johnson press conference
yesterday.
Yeah. Was it as tense
first
as
of
it
all,
looked like?
Yeah, first of all, you guys are welcome for the coffee. I'm glad I could contribute.
Thanks,
in some
Dan.
Way, even
Thanks,
though I had
Dan.
No idea that was.
Yeah,
happening.
Congratulations on the great numbers on your podcast. I looked at the numbers. You're doing great.
I'll get you a bevy next time me and the girls run into you and your crew at Wrigley.
Perfect. We'll sign it up. But yes, yesterday after the game, those 6 minutes in that media room with Ben Johnson were certainly short, edgy, curt, whatever adjective you want to apply to it. I have seen his day after game interview with Jeff Joniak today that was equally sort of edgy and tense. And so now it's all about Ben finding a way to get himself and his team reset on a short week for a test that is going to be really like a final exam for this football team this week in the playoffs against their rival.
Wait, so he's still mad?
Oh, yeah. We'll get him at 3 o'clock today over Zoom. We'll see if any of it is subsided. But look, like if you've learned anything about Ben Johnson over these last 12 months, it's that there is a standard that he is very, very married to. And when that standard is not met, it bothers him immensely. And yesterday's performance certainly did not meet the standard. And it was really disappointing for the Bears with everything that was at stake and with all the momentum that they've had this season to put forth that effort in their final game of the regular season. And I think particularly offensively, to be scoreless through three quarters really kind of left him with a sour taste in his mouth. And he's trying to find ways to troubleshoot it this week so that they can go into the playoffs with some confidence.
This is why I love this version of Ben Johnson that we're getting after back-to-back losses. They finished the season the way they started the season with those back-to-back losses. And if you remember how he was then, it's interesting that when we see those in the locker room videos, when he's saying good, better, best, all that, he turns that off and then comes and talks to you guys. But now I don't think there's any kind of a dividing line between how he's addressing his team and how he's addressing the media, Dan.
Right. And again, like I just, it is a way of life for Ben is to do your job the same way every minute of every day, you know? And so like he expects people around him to match his passion, to match his intensity. And now they're going to have to match the effort of the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night at Soldier Field in a game that's going to have a lot to it. There's going to be a lot of emotion there. And I look, like I understand that the players and the coaches inside House Hall are a lot better at walling themselves off from the anxiety that's in this city. But that's also real anxiety. And I'm sure you guys have felt it already today and this morning that this is a fan base that's a little bit unnerved by the last couple of weeks and not really as puffy chested and belief filled as they were when they beat the Packers just a couple of weeks ago.
Danny boy, the stakes are high. That is for sure. High risk, high reward if the Bears with this Bears Packers game on Saturday. But I love that you brought up the theme or the analogy, and we know that you have a way with words. Final exam time. Final exam. That is so perfectly put by Weedsy right there. What study material do the Bears most need to draw from in order to beat the Green Bay Packers for a second time this season?
Well, it's final exam time, and it's a pass-fail, right? Like, there's only two grades here on Saturday night. Either you pass or you fail, and I think it's nerve-wracking, as you said, to have a game with this much attached to it. This isn't just the Packers in the playoff opener. There's some history here that's going to surround this, and you guys are very well aware of how toxic this city will become if the season ends with a disheartening loss to Green Bay. To your more specific question, Grody, I think you just have to find answers in the ways you were successful against Green Bay in the two regular season meetings in December. In the second game that you won, your red zone defense carried you. They went 5 for 5 and keeping the Packers out of the end zone in that game. And it's the reason that you were around long enough to stage that miraculous comeback late in the fourth quarter. And if you're looking for some offensive hope, I think the second half of the game at Lambeau Field was as encouraging as anything, where they found their rhythm after halftime in that game. They got some things to get going, and then they just got rolling a little bit. And that rhythm needs to come back. It obviously was not there yesterday. I have not gotten through the rewatch of the offense from yesterday yet, but I would suspect that there's way more plays than acceptable that went off script way too quickly for them. And we'll see what that looks like and kind of what Ben's day after diagnosis is when we get him at 3 o'clock.
We're talking to the senior writer for The Athletic who covers the Bears and the partner in Take the North podcast, Dan Weeder. I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that was part of it too for me, was Ben Johnson's frustration with how he thinks his team got off script. Those plays look fairly straightforward. You know, I didn't see a lot of RPOs. I don't know about you. I know you said you have your second watch, and guys chime in if you saw more than I did. But so that was kind of off the table. You know, there wasn't a lot of run pass option. You didn't necessarily see a lot of plays with certain a bunch of receivers going out in a bunch of different directions. So I'm trying to figure out where exactly was the script flipped on some of these plays. Like, where was the decision made, or maybe something wasn't executed properly, that the game plan was mismanaged?
You had, 69 yards at halftime and four first downs at halftime, and you just never were able to establish the kind of rhythm that you need. And the Lions were able to control the game that way. You just didn't sustain many drives. I think there was only really one sustained drive in the first half by the Bears, and they just didn't really feel like they were flowing the way you'd want them to flow. And now you've got to find answers. Again, I think Ben has been really good all year, as coaching staff alongside of him, at finding answers for that week's puzzle. This is going to be another opportunity here against a team that's very familiar with you, and you're very familiar with them. And so you've got to go to work here really quickly today in putting together the formula and the blueprint for your players to follow. And oh, by the way, I think you have a little bit of a psychological cleanup process to do here, because Grody, you were in the locker room there yesterday evening, and you felt that aggravation and that edge. And, you know, there are some guys that say, okay, you use that frustration as fuel, but it's also still a very real tension that's now inside your locker room that hasn't been there often this season. And that takes a little bit of time to get channeled in the right direction.
Well, yeah. And you were asking that question in the locker. I think it was to Grady Jarrett. I don't know if we got the answer we were desiring from it, but can you channel that anger with whatever feeling the Bears had? And you're right, that was the most depressed I think the Bears locker room has looked, and justifiably so. But can they actually use that anger, channel that anger properly into something positive?
Right, and that's about how you approach the week. And look, like a few weeks ago when we were heading for that big primetime game against the Packers at Soldier Field back in week 16 in December, there was such a buildup to that game, and there was such a positive sort of anticipation percolating from that locker room, and you could feel it as we got closer and closer to Saturday. And then Ben Johnson hit players with a reminder that, look, like, desire for these big moments is great, but detail is what wins these games, you know? And so, like, that's a message that will be reinforced this week, that you're going to feel the adrenaline rush of a playoff game on Saturday. You're going to feel that extra surge of, like, let's go. But ultimately, it comes down to, can you handle your assignment with pinpoint precision to help us win this football game on as many plays as possible throughout a long, and obviously stakes-filled evening? And that's the test that the Bears are going to take on Saturday, and we'll see if they're up to it. And, I think the cleanest exit from this season for this entire city is for the Bears to win on Saturday night, and then anything that happens from there is whatever happens from there. But I don't know that anybody is ready for the possibility if they lose this game and what that opens the door to. You guys can tell me if you would disagree with that, but it feels really, really tense, tension-filled because of that.
No, I'm 100% with you on that.
There's 15 years between playoff wins, if that's the case.
And there was a very loud playoff loss the last time the Bears and Packers played in the playoffs.
One team went to the Super Bowl.
One team went to the Super Bowl. One team went home. That is correct, Marshall.
Yeah, so this segment with Dan Weeder, sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And those of us who have a good enough memory to go back 6 weeks and understand that in two previous meetings with the Packers, the Bears have come up with exactly 3 first half points in those meetings combined. I ask you, will Ben Johnson have the answers, Dan, to what can fix this first half offense, which has really haunted them here when the season got serious, let's say the last 5 games or so? Because I don't know that I have any answers. Do you think Ben Johnson will have answers?
I we'll find out. You know, we'll find out Saturday in the first half of that game, sometime between 7 and 8:30, right? And we'll see whether they were able to get themselves off to a better start here. They needed the defense to get them off to a fast start in San Francisco with the pick six from TJ Edwards that bought them a little bit of cushion in that game. And then obviously they got into the shootout and they were able to respond there. But again, you mentioned the 2 games against Green Bay. You talk about yesterday, the first halves have been a little bit of a slump trend with them not being able to get unlocked early. And that's going to kill you in the postseason. You're not going to have the margin for error that you've had earlier in the season. And I think there was a lesson learned there. And I think Grody and I kind of tried to sound this out in real time last night with the idea that maybe it's the best thing for the Bears that they didn't squeeze out a 19-16 win yesterday and give themselves this false sense of security on, we can do this whenever we want. We can come back out of these huge holes, and we've got such a moxie and a belief when the odds are stacked against us that we can just do this whenever we want. I think losing that game was this sort of ice cold glass of water to the face that makes them realize, look, no, the first 3 quarters matter, and they matter in a very meaningful way. And you better be able to respond to those. Otherwise, that the feeling of your next loss is going to be 15 times as heavy as the one yesterday.
If not a glass cold water to the face, they might wake up and realize their hand's been put in a warm water cup. And that's not how they want to go out either.
Correct. No, none of us want to go out that way. And so you've got to find those answers this week. And you've got to find your playmakers, right? And those are the guys that win games in January. And look, I will say this on a positive front. What we've seen from Colston Loveland the last month plus, this guy is emerging. And he's clearly become the go-to guy in big downs and big moments and in big situations. And so that's a real positive development coming out of a loss that didn't have a lot of them.
Well, and you heard Ben Johnson say it, guys, when you heard him say what was the compliment he gave, that he's typically the first one in and usually the last one out. And then he said his route tree expanded thusly. That's high praise from Ben Johnson. It also makes you wonder about what else is happening when he hears that too.
For sure, right? And now, again, you're trying to find as many of these guys as possible this week to be your engine. The Bears aren't a team with a lot of playoff experience, you know, as the Bears. They've got, obviously, guys that have played in playoff games in other places and a couple here on their roster that have played with the Bears. But you're going to be going up against a Green Bay team that's been down this road before. They've got a little experience on that stage. And so you're going to have to deal with that this week as well. I'm really curious to know how this Saturday night game disrupts them at all in terms of the way they would prefer to practice leading up to a playoff game like this and the way they're going to have to practice just because the timing won't allow them physically to get on the field tomorrow like they ordinarily would want to.
Yeah.
We called it a big holiday party, right? Before, this seemed very different, even though it should have some kind of element of deja vu.
Ooh, it should. You're right. Right, Weezy? I mean, it's Saturday night. We got all week to talk about it.
We do have all week, and we'll talk about it a lot. And, you know, and again, like, there's just, we've known a lot of these things about this team all year, right? Like, we've known that they've been flawed. We know what their strengths are. They're not going to reinvent themselves into something totally different for one game on Saturday against the Packers. And so you just hope your best is there when your best is required. And so that's what this entire week will be about, is getting yourself physically ready, mentally ready, and schematically and strategically ready to take this test.
I also have an update from our friends in Philadelphia. And Dan, since you were there, you can address this as well. John Clark, the main sports anchor at NBC 10 in Philly, posted on Twitter, "Some teams rest their starters. We don't. We play football." Chicago Bears head coach Ben Johnson stressed that with his team, they play their starters heading into the playoffs. Was he taking a little shot at the Eagles and other teams who rest? It has now gotten 79 replies.
Maybe also at the Green Bay Packers, who obviously did not put their best foot forward in that loss to the Vikings yesterday as well. And so, look, like, Ben has a way of doing things. He's not afraid to tell the world that he believes in his way of doing things. And that was another one that obviously will create some buzz in social media channels. And we'll see who's right with the strategy and who's not. And obviously, it's a decision the Bears have made. And obviously, they had a lot to play for. And, you know, it kind of struck me as odd that the Eagles didn't want to do that, because they're probably going to have to go on the road to Chicago for the divisional round if that materializes. And I don't know why you wouldn't try to get that game at home.
I understand it just from a standpoint of they're the reigning world champions. They understand what it takes, and they prioritize being healthy. They've been healthy. They want to stay healthy. I get all that. What I will say is I didn't take that as a shot or shade to anyone else. I took that as Ben Johnson realized his team is not playing as well as he wants them to play heading into the playoffs. They needed to play more football. Also, if they turn in the performance they just put out there just yesterday in their first playoff game instead, they're definitely going home.
Right. Yeah. And it's a mindset thing, Marshall. It really is, because you don't want complacency in any form whatsoever to find its way into your locker room or into your headspace. And so hopefully that they're able to find the urgency that is required this week to go take this test. Again, we can't emphasize enough, as Mark has done so eloquently many times here, that this is high risk, high reward on Saturday. And so welcome to the playoffs, folks.
It is. It's the theme of the week. Dan and I like to every once in a while have music conversations on the show and figure out songs that are thematic for what's going on. Like, we'll ask questions like, are the Counting Crows good? Is Maroon 5 a good band or not? Like, we ask questions like that. Dan and everybody, I think the song, Dan, that we need to play on the podcast is Cypress Hill, "I Ain't Going Down Like That." Or is it "I Ain't Going Out Like
Ain't
That"?
Ain't going out.
I ain't going out like that.
None of us are surprised you messed up that.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, whatever happens after this Packers game, fine, I guess. But you ain't going out like that. And that would be a loss to Green Bay.
So I love this suggestion. I think maybe tomorrow, I guess you might not be out there, but
we'll see.
Maybe I walk into the media room with like a speaker blaring Cypress Hill.
Boombox, holding it over your head.
Just to set a tone, right?
Oh,
like, just because
tone.
Not you
like
and
that.
Me.
That's
you
how I want, it, I want you back. You need the over the shoulder, the one shoulder.
Wait, isn't that, you know, what was the movie?
Say Anything.
Say Anything.
I still don't understand that movie.
Boom. Really?
Yeah.
Mark, given the season that you and I have had together, we ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out like that, my brother. No, we are not.
What are you talking about?
We ain't going out.
You guys got us coffee, except for Dan. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry.
I owe Dan, like, water, the stuff that has come complimentary to the Take the North podcast.
Is there
podcast.
Any still here? He can pick it up tomorrow,
yeah, actually,
when you guys do the live show.
Oh, yeah, Dan. If you got a little extra room, bring the truck if you have one. I'll send you home with all sorts of
goodies.
Sparkling water and all the good things that come in here for the Take the North podcast.
All right, I'll drop the seats down in the back seat. You can load me up and we'll be ready for an off season full of sparkling water.
You're going out like that. You will be going out like that tomorrow. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're on 6 to 8 tomorrow night. Are we allowed? Can we confirm our guest for tomorrow night or no at this point?
Well, I mean, we can tease it and maybe put a little external pressure on it, right? Trying to get our guy Cole Komet to jump on. I know the practice schedule again changes this week because of the Saturday game, so we're just trying to get resettled and figure out whether it's going to be able to work with the timing of things that the Bears are doing to try to win a playoff game. And so priorities are priorities.
How dare they try to win a game during the Take the North Live podcast?
Yeah, do they understand what we're trying to do here?
Clearly not.
Yeah,
I'll be listening.
Thank you.
The live edition of the Take the North podcast is Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We are looking forward to it. Dan, thank you for dealing with all of us today.
Thanks for the thanks for the coffee, Dan.
Also, it was me. When I heard Ben Johnson say that, I definitely thought that was a shot at Philly.
You guys are the best. Enjoy the week.
See
you,
Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I don't know why, but I was like, oh, snap.
I like how you went to Philly as opposed to Green Bay, though, because Green Bay also rested its starters.
Because two seeds.
Hey,
that was my thought.
Are the Counting Crows good or no?
That's a very good
question.
Isn't it?
It's the best question.
I don't know
much
answer.
About the Counting Crows.
That's okay.
I've
had some bad moments with music today, too. So
yeah. I don't know about Maroon 5 either.
Right, but they're both very popular.
We're
and
not going down
they're
like
very
that.
Radio play. Doesn't mean they're good. Are the Counting Crows good?
Those are very valid questions.
I thought you were about to get out
I don't
the
have
to
an
text.
Immediate answer to. You know what I do have an immediate answer to?
What you got?
I would like to hear Inside the Locker Room, our favorite segment. Guess what, Layla? It's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, inside the
locker room.
Yes, that's right. It's inside the locker room. It's not inside the clubhouse. It's not hit and run. I don't even want to talk about the hot stove right now because it's been so not hot. And maybe the low brass is coming. I don't know. This is a completely different segment where Mark Grody, our own, takes you inside the Bears locker room, which he did yesterday. Wait for it.
Yeah. That's right. By the way, shout out to another locker room show. I know we don't usually give other shows credit, other locker room shows credit during this segment, but Inside the Clubhouse was terrific. With Bruce and Espo, with Madden. Joe Madden on. Mm. So I recommend that. And who knows, maybe we'll find ourselves talking about that at some point in time this week. But I recommend that on the Odyssey app from this past Saturday if you want to check out Inside the Clubhouse. But
Bruce and David work for you.
That's right. And I work for you as well. I was working for you inside the locker room yesterday with the Bears. And I saw Montez Sweat sitting there alone by his locker. And I said, you got a couple minutes? He said, come on. And we talked. Here's Montez Sweat.
Yeah, it was a tough game. We got to find a way to get off the field. The time of possession was completely lopsided, but we still was in a position to finish at the end, and we just didn't make the right plays that we needed to get off.
What is that about a defense where they're coming down the field, they're getting through you guys, but then you guys crack down in the red zone in a big way? Where is that mentality? Is it hard to hold that mentality for the entire drive? Is it just it is what it is?
I mean, we understand. We got a good thing going on the offensive side of the ball. So if they do convert to the red, if they do get to the red zone, then we got to buckle down and get a stop, which we didn't necessarily do last week. But I think we did a okay job at it this week. But just the time of possession, this will really kill the defense today. Just speaking on the defensive side of the ball.
You guys started making plays. I mean, obviously you had a sack. T.J. Edwards with a tip falls into the hands of Kevin Byard. When you guys start making those plays, is that the point at which you guys thought you were going to win the game? Because you guys have done this a ton of times this year.
Yeah, we definitely expected to win. We expected to get a stop, and we expected the offense to go down and score. But it didn't turn out like that. But we lit a fight another day.
This season, you guys win the North. You guys are going to take on the Packers. Your thoughts on playing? Yeah, we do know that. Yes, it's a fact. Green Bay for the third time this year. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I noticed what the fans want to see, a good rivalry in the playoffs. So, we're up to the challenge. We're 1-1, so we'll see how the tiebreaker goes.
This season for you guys on the overall had to be a revelation in terms of relative to last year and what you guys accomplished this year. Do you take a moment to feel that at all right now?
I mean, a little bit. But, I mean, we're working on next now, going to the a new season in the playoffs. We can't really look back on it right now. We'll probably diagnose that after we make this run.
You got the double-digit sacks. Personal satisfaction about that?
Yeah, I mean, especially just the bounce back from the down year I had last year. It means a lot, but that's really the bare minimum of my goals. I see myself doing a lot more than just that, but it just shows that I'm on the right track, so.
You told me at the beginning of the year that, paraphrasing what you said, hey, be a little patient. This is a new defense, new coach, all that stuff. So do you feel like that was going to help you not only in the postseason but even next year that you've got this down now, so to speak?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that helps with everybody, and we get more familiar with the calls and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
How about me breaking the news to him that the, they were playing
he's
the
like,
Packers?
Is that real?
He's like, really? No, it's all like it was all happening at that moment. We were literally, as we were walking from the press box down to the locker room, we're all on our phones watching the end of the Philadelphia game. And so the word may not even have gotten to those guys, some of those guys at that point.
I credit him talking to you because he hasn't talked a lot. And
very quiet. Wasn't really talking to anybody else yesterday either, as I found out. So I'm very fortunate to have talked to him yesterday.
It was a reasonable and self-aware conversation. And I wish he would do it more because we know that nobody wants to prove a bad year or prove a contract more than individual players do. But it's still nice to hear how they say it.
Yeah.
And for him to have that conversation where he's bothered by the time of possession and he's bothered by these things, I do think it means a lot.
Yeah, it does. And I should fix the record too, because it might pop up in the next cut that I'm going to play, is that it was actually Jaquan Brisker who tipped the ball that landed in the hands of
Kevin Byard.
So credit where credit is due. I thought it was 53. I really did. Well, but it was definitely Brisker.
With Sweat, I think what we have to understand is even though he may not have lived up to the expectations of the paycheck necessarily, he had his second best season as a professional this year.
That's about what he does. Like the good version of Montez Sweat is a 10 or 11 sack guy.
Yeah, this is only the second time he ever hit double digit sacks. Of course, that was the year he did a little bit for the Commanders and a little bit for the Bears in the year that he got traded, but also 13 tackles for loss, one off of his career high, tied his career high when you talk about forced fumbles with three, and then he had a fumble recovery, which he had never done before either, and 53 tackles is his second to that year in which he had the 12 and a half sacks.
Right, and you know he said it in the interview I did with him, like especially after last year. Last year was... And it's if I had had more time with him, with Montez right there, I would have asked him more about last year because he was played through the season but did not have the numbers and was always on the injury report for something. And I remember him just kind of blowing up at the end of the season saying, from one of my questions, like saying, of course we're effing upset. Like he kind of just let loose a little bit at the end of the year. You knew how bad that season felt for him, and I felt it again in that interview with him yesterday.
Well, and again, like think about how we know the truth about what happened with Jalen Johnson, and so we're giving him the benefit of the doubt of not being healthy when we see how he's playing right now versus what we know him to be. And it makes me wonder if maybe Montez Sweat was playing more hurt than we realized, and we just didn't know.
No, I think that there's some credence to it, like, and that's why I wanted to get into it. And maybe I still will. Like, just hey, now that it's all out there, how badly hurt were you last year? Because he certainly didn't share that with us. He didn't use that as an excuse. But you can go back and look at the injury reports. It was always a different body part from Montez Sweat, and then he'd play most of the time.
And here's the thing: to us, it's not an excuse. Like maybe it's an excuse to coaches at times, or maybe it's an excuse to other people. But no, if the eye test matches the info, I don't think that's an excuse. I think it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. You guys want to hear from old Grady Jarrett?
I would love to hear from old Grady Jarrett.
Old Grady Jarrett, who was in on a sack yesterday. Here is Grady Jarrett after the Bears' loss in the locker room.
Because you guys have come back so many times this year. Byard makes that interception.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, was tipped. Did you guys think you had it?
I mean, when we was down 16-0, we thought we had it. So it's a little Bears magic, you know what I'm saying? So we never out to fight. And that's one thing you could definitely take away from this game is we never out to fight. And we're going to go all the way to the end. And unfortunately, today it didn't go our way. But many times it has. And we continue whenever, you know, our number call to do what we need to do, we're going to finish.
And there's that wake-up call again, guys. Like Grady Jarrett even saying, yeah, we've been doing it every game. We thought we were going to come back. We thought we were going to win this game. There's your lesson. You're not going to come back every game.
Did they learn the lesson, though? That's the real question that I have. Like, when Ben Johnson's on that Zoom today, I'm going to be listening in. And I just want to know, like, do you feel like the message was received from yesterday and the message of you just can't be coming back all the time? And that probably stops this week because playoffs. Better competition.
Playoffs.
Better quarterbacks.
And selfishly, I always wish we heard more from Grady Jarrett, too, because I just like how he says stuff.
So do I.
He's like the narrator of the season.
His laugh. Like, play that again really quick. Just hearing that little laugh.
The reboot.
Yeah, the reboot. The really quick Grady Jarrett.
We've got to wait for our computer system.
Laugh.
To
We've got to really got to fix these computers here.
Because you guys have come back so many times this year. Like, when Byard makes that interception. makes that interception.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was tipped. Did you guys think you had it?
I mean, when we was down 16-0, we thought we had it. So it's a little Bears magic, you know what I'm saying? So we never out to fight. And that's one thing you could definitely take away from this game is we never out to fight. And we're going to go all the way to the end. And unfortunately, today it didn't go our way. But many times it has. And we continue whenever, you know, our number called to do what we need to do, we're going to finish.
Smiling Grady. Yeah. Need more from him. Need more from everybody still. But I appreciated what he was saying.
But also, there's an example of a guy who I know is getting healthy.
Yeah.
And I know it because we know it.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced. And it makes it all make more sense.
Yeah. I mean, like, by all counts, and I know Biggs had had it earlier this year, right, in his 10 things, which are actually like 13 or 14 things.
Thank you for giving the extra,
yeah.
The little sub 10A, 10B, 10C.
Sometimes he gets to 10F, and that's how I know it's like, ish got real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pack it in.
We got an F in this one.
The key indicated, and I had some pretty good intel, too, that he had had, you know, some sort of procedure during the bye week to fix his knee. So,
but that's it's okay to tell us.
It's okay. Yeah.
I don't know what causes people to not say things. And I understand there's more than one side of why somebody would not want to say stuff, but I just don't think it's an excuse if you're hurt. I think it's what happens to people playing football.
Yeah. It's part of the game. It's the biggest part of the game. Who's healthy? Who's not? And then I'll tell you
the best ability is availability.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, what's up, Roma Dunze? What's up, Kyle Gordon?
Mm.
But if Roma Dunze likely just pushed himself too far because he wanted to play, doesn't it make more sense?
No, I think that's exactly what happened, which is why I told Grody at the time, let that man sit. They don't need him. What was it, the Browns?
See, like, people
they did let him
fans
sit.
Do the opposite. Most fans will
just four games.
But most fans will say, okay, hold off then. Don't rush back. Like with Jalen Johnson. We were like, oh, you had something detached from another thing on your body? Sit. It's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you bring up the Jalen Johnson thing, and I meant to ask this to
Yefioniak.
Not to Yefioniak, but to
Yaquan Brisker?
Ben Janssen.
No. Okay.
You got to fill Dan in because he mentioned Jeff earlier in his segment.
Oh, yeah. Yefioniak. He's probably heard this ridiculousness before. Yefioniak. No, I was going to ask Anthony, and I'll bring it up. Is Jalen Johnson hurting the Bears right now? Like, just allowing, like, and maybe it was because they were playing man and they didn't have the right scheme and it wasn't the right help. And maybe Dennis Allen was trying stuff. But, I mean, and I don't know what the option is.
So the real question you're asking is, is Tyreek Stevenson healthy better than Jalen Johnson in his current state? That's the real question you're asking.
I guess that is the real question
I'm
asking.
That's the question the coaching staff has to ask about players every day.
It's a scary
no
question.
Reason why we shouldn't ask these questions.
They're going to watch that film, and they're going to come up with an answer to your question.
I still think, though, it's available Jalen Johnson. This is not healthy Jalen Johnson.
No.
This is a guy who is Jalen Johnson, kind of.
Looks like just a guy, doesn't
but he
it?
Wasn't on the injury report, right? So it's just general footballness.
But we know what the general soreness. Watch out, you delved into Derrick Rose
conversation.
That's
why I said footballness, not soreness, because I knew that was going.
Salute.
It's not your fault
tough.
If it's
tough.
Also true.
No, it's tough.
This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And you have some information you would like to tell the people before we do this meatball machine, right?
Well, I do have some information here if you're talking about what's going down tonight.
What's going down tonight?
What's going down tonight is what's going down, Marshall. The Illinois State, for real.
You're going down like that?
I am going down like that. The Illinois State Redbirds, ladies and gentlemen, will play for the FCS National Championship for just the second time in program history when they take on mighty Montana State. Join the score and me, Mark Grody, at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst. I'm coming for you, Elmhurst. We're doing an official ISU watch party starting at 6 p.m. tonight. The game starts at 6:30. That is the kickoff. 6 p.m. to cheer on the Redbirds. So I'm coming to Elmhurst, 93 Octane Brewery. I've not been there. I was actually just in Elmhurst for New Year's Eve. Had a wonderful Italian dinner at Roberto. So I'm coming back. I'm coming back, Elmhurst. I'll be there tonight at 6 o'clock. Will you be there? I hope you will.
We got to figure out what to do to celebrate ISU winning the title.
Yeah.
I don't
like your assumption.
I don't care about this Montana State.
Yeah, they're just a stepping stone for the
Bobcats. They're 14-2.
The Bobcats.
So have they?
Marshall says it like he knows.
Have they met up with the Redbirds?
You know, I study like all levels of college football.
Do you really? So you actually knew that about the Bobcats? Yeah,
because they play by play. I watched the UC Davis game because I used to cover UC Davis. Like they were the number 8 team in the country.
All right.
And frankly, we've had to be familiar with North Dakota State because of guys like Carson Wentz.
I mean, the Dakotas are to be reckoned with. Now, it is Division II, but they are for, like, that is what Illinois State typically runs into, is that is a buzzsaw of one of those darn Dakotas.
But they took care of that for you because they lost to this team, Montana State. They lost to South Dakota State, and they make sure we're going to forge our path. They also lost to Oregon. Do you want to know the score of that game was?
Yes, please.
59-13.
Ooh, could be some scoring going down tonight.
It's going down for real.
It's going down for real.
You know what else is happening?
Mm-hmm.
The meatball machine.
Mm. Meats and balls.
Whoa.
Take
next.
It easy.
Yikes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Hey, guys, check out this meatball machine.
Once again, we had a Bears game that probably took you through some emotional twists and turns. Like a pretzel. Not like the good kind, like the roll you get at Chicago Cut or something, you know. Joe's Steak and Seafood. Nothing like that. No, this is like the bad kind of pretzel where your stomach's in knots. You're frustrated and then you got to go back on your emotions. So, Ray, tell me about the plot twists of the meatball machine.
Well, as we know, the most of that game yesterday was not a pretty one if you're a Bears fan. So the meatball machine has plenty of meatballs and it's locked and loaded. Here we go. First one up is Bobby, baby.
Absolutely stunned to see the Bears come out in the first half and look like they're excited for the offseason. They're playing like a team that's 2-14 right now, and they just want to run out the end of the schedule. This is the kind of momentum they're going to go into the playoffs with? I'm putting this on Ben Johnson right now. We finally found a flaw. I mean, he's let Dan Campbell come out here and kick his ass. Give me a break.
The Chicago Bears today have no energy. Why is Dennis Allen playing such a vanilla defense? Why are they so soft on the corners? This team is never going to win a game in the playoffs. Wait till next year. That's always been the story.
Did I do something wrong? Did I hurt somebody? Did I make God mad or something? Is this just punishment? Can we not have nice things? 69 total yards of offense. We got no pass rush. The Lions are carving us up who have nothing to play for. What is happening? Why?
What in the f*** did I just watch? I mean, we should have just sat our starters if that was the embarrassing effort we were going to give. I mean, are we afraid of putting stuff on tape or something? That was a horrible half from Ben Johnson all the way down to everybody. I hope it changes in the second half, but that was embarrassing, my friends.
Hey, I'm about to turn the meatball machine into the tofu machine for a second, so please forgive me. I want the Bears to lose and the Eagles to win, because I do not want to play against the Packers in the playoffs. Uh-uh, I'm not going in that haunted house again. I'd bring the California boys to Chicago, show them what winter football is like for one of the last times, not playing against the Packers in the playoffs.
And that was Ryan, so I guess instead of being tofu is the inverse of being a meatball, like you're scared of the Packers, so you're tofu.
I love also, that it's vegetarian. I love that you're laughing at this, Ray, being a pescatarian.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I love that.
We got that this impossible meatball.
Prepared team I have ever seen to play a football game. We are going nowhere in the playoffs if this team plays the way it has starting the second half.
Hey guys, this is fun, right? Nobody wants to catch, and long bombs to the end zone to the other team. Haven't scored any points the first half. Caleb's only got 50 yards passing. This is what we were supposed to do today, right? Am I wrong? Bears.
Hi, this is Fred in Jacksonville. This is absolutely insane to watch this game. I can't believe that they're so flat. First down. Detroit.
So I guess DJ Moore than his feelings. That's why he gave up on the play and the man that was actually covering him didn't, which created an interception. This is the defense is just slow. I mean, I don't even blame the coach for how slow these players are out there, man. It's just sad. There's no way we win.
I know it sounds cheesy, but the best analogy I can come up with for this Bears team right now is Neo from The Matrix. You got the gift, but it feels like you're waiting for something. Ben can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. Get it done, boys. Bears.
Wait, that wasn't cheesy at all. That was really good and well delivered.
Just Bears. Man of my own ilk.
More meatballs.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what man defense is. And when Jalen Johnson is paired up against the fastest guy on the other team, well, guess what, guys? It's a touchdown every time. Because Jalen Johnson can't outrun. So, I don't know. When we play the Packers this week, I think it'd probably be smart to not play man defense because Jalen Johnson and our defense cannot stay with fast guys. Can we only play zone? Can we run variations of zone, blitz, blitz out of zone, 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 and then hedge our chances? in the red zone, the green zone, and every zone close to the zone that matters, the end zone. Like, come on, Dennis Allen. Know what you got. You got players who can't run. They're slow. They're plumb old. Hell, I'm not even from the South. This is just a take. Go Bears.
Bears just backed into the number two seed with Philadelphia losing, period. I think the Bears should start every game from here on out in the two-minute offense like their hair is on fire. Period.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm about to turn the meatball machine into the tofu machine for a second, so please forgive me.
Oh, we had to cut him off.
Well, that's the tofu guy again. That was the tofu
guy.
Was
he just apologizing for calling it the tofu machine? No, it was just
please plan it again for the sake of playing it again.
Oh, man. It's tough.
The tofu machine.
Is that the last one, Ray?
That's it. We're out of time, baby. We're out of time for the meatball machine.
Show's over.
Maybe we do leftover meatballs tomorrow. What do we say? Hey. Everything is different playoff week. You know why? Because I'm making it up because it's playoff week.
You give the marinara a little chance to soak into the meatballs. They're still good the next day. It's maybe even better. Years?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love Italian leftovers?
It's the best.
83 years has that one been since they've been in the playoffs?
83 years since
they
what?
They weren't in 2020, but that was weird.
What are you talking about, Bears?
It
wasn't weird. It counts, and it wasn't weird.
It doesn't count. I'm working with history right now, the history books, to have that season removed.
That's not how that works.
For the Bears.
That's
not how you don't know the power I have.
Mitch Trubisky got an MVP as a Nickelodeon most valuable
Anybody
player.
Anybody can get that award. They just want somebody to just slime.
That's the proof of it being a glitch in the Matrix. Sean Payton got the slime.
All the
and
more
Sean
reason.
Payton isn't even there anymore. He's in Denver. None of it was real.
Ah, there it is. It's official. 2020 has been stricken from the record.
That's
not
it. True.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had another coaching firing.
No, but put your phone down for a second. You may miss something.
You telling me Tom Brady's run to the Super Bowl as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer to prove that he didn't need Bill Belichick wasn't real? Is that
Tom
what you're
Brady
saying?
Didn't even know what down it was that year.
Did he know what down it was at the end when he was hoisting a Super Bowl trophy with his friend Gronk?
You know what the problem is you know who else had a chance to go to the Super Bowl that year? Aaron Rodgers.
He didn't make it.
No, and frankly, no. The idea of Tom Brady being in Tampa and winning a Super Bowl and that whole idea, no. That actually proves that it wasn't real.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What is real, Layla, in life?
What's real is Aaron Rodgers is back in the playoffs.
Didn't he talk That's about real. Avocado ice cream or something? Like, what? That's not real either.
This is me hitting my head on the microphone.
Why are you hitting your head on the microphone?
Because Aaron Rodgers is back in the playoffs, Marshall.
But the Bears are too. Don't focus on that. Focus on what's right
in front
of you.
Well, you just brought it up. How could I not focus on when you've been not telling you so and me all day?
His old team is also in the playoffs, but you can have your team, the Bears, eliminate them this weekend.
Bring in the next show, Layla, will you?
Oh, goodness.
I've had it.
I've been told to bring in the next show. So Spiegel and Holmes are next.
I'm done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.